Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspapers of the day. A century ago, plans for St. Patrick's Day were in full swing. All is arranged for St. Patrick's Day. There was a full attendance at the meeting last night of the Committee for Arrangements for St. Patrick's Day. The meeting was held in the courthouse and was presided over by Judge J.J. Lynch, the chairman. The organizations taking part will meet at Hibernia Hall at 8 o'clock sharp. The march will be taken up south of Main Street to Granite, then south on Montana, east on Broadway, south on Arizona, and west to Park, then south on Washington to Mercury, arriving at St. Patrick's Church, where Mass will be celebrated. After the services, the procession will move west on Mercury, south on Washington, east on Silver, north on Idaho, east on Park, north on Montana to Granite, there to disband at the courthouse. Organizations which have entered so far are the Robert Emmett Literary Association, the Knights of Columbus, the Ladies Auxiliary of the Ancient Order of Hibernians, under whose auspices the celebration will be held. Others are expected to accept in a few days. The Army and Navy Associations and all honorably discharged soldiers and sailors have been invited to march, as well as all citizens of Irish blood. Ed Fitzpatrick will be the parade marshal, and his chief aide will be Major W.E. Deeney. The Anaconda Company Mines Band will lead the parade. The confident opinion is expressed that there will be 5,000 in line. Citizens have donated about 100 automobiles for the use of ladies who wish to take part in the parade. Three halls have been engaged for dancing at night: Hibernians, Palace, and the Palmant. It is possible the new Knights of Columbus Hall will also be used. Anaconda celebrates St. Patrick's. Virtually all arrangements for the observance of St. Patrick's Day in Anaconda have been completed, and excepting for one or two small details, everything's ready for the festivities. The members of Division No. 1 of the Ancient Order of Hibernians and all visiting members and Ladies Auxiliary will meet at the AOH Hall at 8:30 o'clock in the morning and march to St. Paul's Church, where a high mass will be celebrated by Reverend Father Koopman. In the evening, there will be a grand ball in the AOH Hall, while the younger class will indulge in the latest one-steps, foxtrots, and light dances in the large hall. The older members will assemble in the adjoining hall to enjoy the old-time dances that were popular in days gone by. Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.